Chapter 4, Your Opportunity is Now. I want to take a moment to show you what's going on out there so you can take advantage of what's happening right now. As you walk around the paddocks and the pit lanes, you'll witness an ego culture in our sport. Like after qualifying, you'll hear drivers explaining all the reasons for why they didn't get the results or achieve the results in qualifying that they'd hoped for. You can hear them saying things like, my team didn't give me a car that's quick enough. My engine is causing me to lose too much time down the straights. My chassis is too old. I got blocked on my push lap. My tires didn't come in. They're reciting from the book of excuses as they try to prove why they are better than what their results suggest. And you can hear the odd driver spit the truth when they say something like, I made a mistake on my quick lap. Now, this may sound like an admission, but this is still the driver protecting their ego, because they kind of believe that if we just say it's a mistake, then we can just dismiss it. They fail to really realize or to mention that they made that mistake because they were under stress. They were watching their mirrors. They were worrying about the lap time and they started to overdrive. Drivers often play this blame game for their entire careers and they never truly look in the mirror and reverse engineer how they can change things and take control. There are a lot of drivers who are mentally underperforming out there and they spend most of their careers paying for some kind of advantage and hiding from the truth. They don't take criticism very well and they're not very good at performing under pressure. Anything that could potentially harm their image and the way others view them massively affects them. This is amazing news because a driver with the warrior's mindset has the opportunity to make a statement in this sport. If you approach your sport and train your mind in the way that's intended in this program, you'll become the lucky wolf who finds its way into the chicken coop. And if you're in a sport, just imagine this, you're in a sport where the competitors, most of them, are hiding behind excuses and don't want to face their weaknesses. Let's say it how it is, where most of the competitors are mentally weak. Then as a person who's approaching their sport like a warrior approaches the craft of their fighting or of battle, it's clear to predict that you will slaughter your competition.